Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, she rocks. It's East Coast correspondent Allie Breen. She's coming up right after this.
Hello?
Hey, it's Tiger.
Oh, hey, Tiger. What's going on, man?
I need you to do me a huge favor.
Yeah, sure thing, man. What do you need?
Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe call her.
What?
Oh. So if you can, please take your name off that.
Are you shitting me? She knows about us? Oh, man, this is bad. This is really bad.
Just have it as a number.
Oh, boy.
She hasn't seen the photos yet. Tiger, you still love me, right?
Okay, you gotta do this for me.
Please tell me you still love me. Tiger. Hello.
Aww. Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Uh-oh. Josh is having a horrible day. He's out of coffee. He thought he had some coffee. Look at him. Look at that. Look at
I went into the green room. I was like, oh, I don't need to get my coffee cup because I have some. And I came back and I don't have any.
I'm sorry.
There's Ace Cosby.
Would you like me to go get you some?
Manning the track phone hotline.
I'm Chick McGee at the DoorDash Sports Desk.
What's the matter with that story, Tom?
Nothing. I can go get you some.
Okay.
But just as soon as we finish talking with our lovely guest, she is the ambassador to Sexy Time. Of course, I'm talking about Allie Breen, and of course, we always begin every show with Allie by going, where are you today?
Yeah. And take a guess. Any guess?
New York City.
At your home.
Yep. Back in my apartment, New York City.
Ace knew right away.
I know the wall.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
Ace is observant.
I recognize know, too that observant. Rat.
He noticed dust in my apartment. He can see everything.
That's true.
You know, it's good to see you, Allie. And
he's a horrible person.
Yeah, you're right.
Allie is, of course, she is a comedian, and she is also our, as I said earlier, ambassador to Sexy Time.
Ambassador of ass, we like to say.
I'm trying to give this a little bit of class.
Really, the ambassador to Sexy Time is classing it up for you. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, you're out of your mind.
I should start doing the segment with my pinky up.
Yes. Yeah.
There we go. And this is all about love troubles, and we try to help out in any way we can. And let's go to the mailbag.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend has a hard time getting it to stand at attention.
Okay.
And my best friend says that I should crush up some Viagra and put it in his drink.
No.
Is this unethical?
I mean, yes.
She goes on to say it's kind of the opposite of roofying someone. Am I right?
No.
He could be on heart meds.
Still trying
to. Yes, do not do that. You do not know how it could react. That is,
it's not a good idea.
Do people have adverse reactions to
that?
Yeah, sure.
If you're on certain types of medications, it wouldn't be appropriate, I'm guessing.
It's not.
I would suggest that you maybe bring home your naked college roommate. See if
yeah, I, yeah. See maybe if, be hotter.
Maybe be involved.
Yeah, try some maybe you could, you know, try. How about that?
Yeah, geez.
No, this he needs. To,
I'm not putting that.
He
in
needs
my mouth.
To seek some professional help. Some professional help here. You
right.
Can't, you don't want to ever give anyone a drug.
No, no please don't ever do that. Tell your friend she's a total moron. Yeah.
But does she bring it up? Does she have to say, "Hey, hon, you want to try some Viagra?"
Or you yeah, or hey, you want to talk to somebody about this or that kind of thing?
Sure. Just maybe make it subtle. Say, hey, listen, I'm kind of hankering for some ice cream. Why don't we go to Mr. Softee's?
Oh,
there's always that route.
Wow.
There you go.
Hankering.
GetRoman.com.
There you go. Talk to our friends at GetRoman.com. They're very, very
absolutely.
Good,
Christy.
But she's allowed to ask him, right? Like, guys aren't going to get super offended or...
No, no. Yeah, communication's important.
He knows it, obviously.
Yeah. But I would think if he knows it, he would bring it up, wouldn't he? Wouldn't
well, maybe
the guy
he's secretly
bring
that
gay.
Up most
likely? Maybe he doesn't like her.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not sexually attracted to her.
Put the drink down. Maybe.
I've been told, I've heard from guys, not about necessarily me, but it doesn't matter really what you look like if you're in the mood, right? Like,
whoa.
They'll do anybody.
I would recommend, or I would, yes.
I would say that.
It's probably not what she looks like. It's probably what she's not doing. Or it is a legit issue.
He may have a physical issue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He really
actually,
may.
Yeah, I knew a girl who was super hot who would date this guy, and he could only... You know,
well, yeah, we
get off
out.
In certain weird ways, and it had nothing to do with her. So I think you're right. It could just be a weird thing that they're into.
Once again, communication.
Yeah,
but this one is my favorite word from Chick McGee is specificity.
Yeah, ask him.
This guy may be into some incredibly weird, sick thing, right. And you know,
well, let's not be judgmental.
Well, don't be.
It's you much more fun.
Jello,
kissing the lights on.
But it might be sick and wrong. Okay.
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe he just wants the lights on, like Bat said. Yeah. Come on,
might have to use your feet.
Oh God.
But he wants maybe he wants the lights on and his parents.
Allie just with Josh's foot remark. Allie acted like she had to go through that for a process. She said, "Oh God,
yeah."
Have you been on?
No, I've never had a guy that's been into like the foot thing. No, I've had the weirdest I've had is a guy that's super into stuff being done with his nipples, which I was into.
All right.
Yep.
You had trouble with that.
That's the thing.
Did it involve sparklers or mashed potatoes? Let's get specific here.
Whipped cream.
Did you say roach clips?
Yeah.
I don't. He meant.
Oh, I think that's like
meant,
Tom.
He meant
Tom's
jumper
like
cables.
Tom's Tom's like that. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go on to next letter. Allie Breen. By the way, you can reach Allie. It's AlliBreen at social media platforms everywhere.
Dear Allie, I am talking to this girl I matched with on Tinder. She's funny, gorgeous, and we get along really well. We haven't gone out yet, and she just went on a trip to Colorado with a friend she met at a party a few months ago. I'm nervous to ask anything about him or their relationship because I'm thinking we're moving in the right direction. Should I investigate that situation or just keep trying to move forward with this girl and see if we have something?
Yeah, just move forward.
That's what I say, too. Yeah, don't worry about this other dude. She's talking to you.
Yeah.
Is it weird she brought that up, though?
Well, actually, being honest.
Josh, you just turned into Barack Obama when you said that.
Yeah, you kind of did.
That's right. All you have to do is talk to her and
move on.
No, she's being honest with him. I think that's great.
Yeah. For sure. And you're still just the Tinder guy.
But he doesn't have to start worrying about the other guy.
And he's never met her in person. She's gorgeous. Who knows what she really looks like.
Honestly, relax.
Oh.
That's what you... This guy just needs to relax. Keep your being
Keep
yourself.
Talking to her. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't worry.
Planet. Problem solved.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Next letter.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend and I have known each other for 20 years, and we've been in a relationship for a little over a year. I have told him on multiple occasions I need him to kiss me with some real passion. That's a turn on. It's far more, it's far more of a turn on than rubbing my leg. Rubbing my leg is not a turn on and definitely not foreplay. How do I get him to understand these things?
Oh no. Well, Josh, you want to take this?
Tell him.
It sounds like you have. He needs to listen.
Well, first of all, it's rubbing a leg. It would be foreplay to some.
Right.
Of, you know, let's start there.
Yes. Is it his leg?
He's rubbing his own leg, is he?
Not ready.
Or her friend's leg.
You sure it's the leg?
Yeah.
It sounds to me like she's a little bit too excited about having something to complain about. But that's just me. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
He might think it's still flirting because they've been friends forever. So if he did touch her leg, that was probably a big deal back in the day. But now you got to put a little effort into it.
Potentially, he wants you to rub his leg. Oftentimes, we do to people what we want done to us.
There you go.
So start rubbing his leg.
Oh, well, then I don't want to know. Donnie wants me to do that to him then? What he wants to do to me?
Uh-oh. That's right.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Get some Crisco.
Wow.
And maybe
supplies.
You're gonna need, supplies always go in there.
You're going to need some duct tape, a belt, and a flashlight.
Well, maybe start small, like a Tabasco bottle.
Allie, I don't blame you for this.
No, the key is, and Josh will back me up on this, you have to relax.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, let's go to our next letter. I think you've been on no help there.
Dear Allie, my husband gets a massage twice a month, usually after playing golf. I'm pretty sure that they get happy endings, which I never really cared about because it's kind of mechanical and emotionless, in my opinion. Now he's planning a golf weekend away with his buddies, and I'm worried it's going to be way more of a thing than just happy endings. I feel like I look away to give him an inch, and now he's taking a mile. Should I forbid him to go?
Is he taking the massage therapist with him?
I don't understand.
No, but I think she thinks they're going to actually...
I don't understand.
Okay, well,
Here's
what I say. Talk to him. Let's go, honey, look, I don't want to accuse you of anything, but is this trip on the up and up?
And try to work on your analogies a little more. Give you an inch, take them out. You don't need that.
I think you plan a girls trip and just go golfing with your girls and follow him. Why not? See what he's doing.
No.
See what's really up.
What is wrong with the world?
It's more than just a massage that weekend, I'm sure.
If you don't trust
him to take bail money if he's going to a strange place and intends to...
Tell her to put her hands on her hips and go, don't you call me if you need somebody to come get you in jail. I tell you that. I'm not going to come get you.
You let your whore pick you up.
That's right. You and your whore.
Okay, guys go on golf trips all the time. Yeah. Nothing happens.
I feel like this is quite a leap.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, you don't even know that he's getting happy endings.
Right.
It could be therapeutic.
Although you can look up that whatever parlor he's going to. There's a whole website that shows where you can go to get a happy ending.
He might be getting them at the club. There might be a massage therapist there or something.
One. I don't believe there's a website that I need you to send me the link to, Jess.
I won't.
I think she's...
Is that a thing that guys do together, too? If they all went to get a massage,
No one that I know.
I did it once.
Well, if
with a group of guys?
With a bunch of guys?
Another guy. Oh. And here's what happened.
Was he doing the massaging?
No. I told you not to mention this.
Chick insisted? No. It was in Korea, and he goes, hey, I know this place where we can get a massage and you can get a happy ending. And so... I go, all right, went in Rome, that kind of thing.
Right.
And so I go in there, but the problem was there weren't separate rooms. It was like a barracks where I was laying on a cot and he was on the cot next to me and I could hear him receiving his happy ending. And I went, I can't. And so I just went back upstairs and waited in the lounge.
Man.
It sounded like a paddle ball convention down there.
Oh man.
All right.
No, I was just clapping for my own story.
Okay. That's a very good story.
I think she's really overreacting.
I do too. I mean, ask him if you're
really
worried about this.
Overreacting.
I think she should be concerned about the happy ending every 2 weeks that he's getting.
She doesn't even know that. She just assumes.
Yes.
There are a lot of massage therapists that are legit, most of them.
Okay.
That's where Jess's plan comes in. Look it up or follow him.
Right. Either
one of those. That's right. Just spy on people. Don't talk to them.
Just have to be in the same place at the same time. You have to follow him.
Maybe go talk to the massage therapist and go, wow, did you get hit in the face with a golf shoe?
Have you been eating glazed donuts?
Stuff like that. So sorry. We did no help there. Let's move on to our next letter. Allie Breen. It's A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. Send Allie your questions about sexy time.
Dear Allie, my best friend is having an affair and was using me as an alibi way more than I realized. All right. We live in a small town and her husband started to hear rumors and he's now asking me if she's talking to me about anything to do with them having problems since we're spending so much time together. I have no idea what to say. How do I handle this?
I got this one. You say nothing.
Well, how can she get him to stop talking to her about it?
I don't know. That's tough.
You need to take me out of the middle of this.
Yeah, I don't really want to be involved. This is not my situation. This is your situation. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to blow up and she's going to get dragged into it. Yeah.
Right.
So,
you don't want
that.
It's
an unfair position you've been put in.
The quicker you give me $10,000, the less likely it is I'll tell her.
Now we're on to something.
The answer was there the whole
time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we missed it. We have time for one more letter, Allie.
Happily not talk.
Are you,
dear Allie.
Hang on. Do you need to get to a bus? Yes. What are you? You are like fast. It's okay.
He's not paying attention and we're
No, you're not paying attention. You want to go to the next letter all the time.
Well, I kind of do too.
Because you solved
you
the problem,
Chick. You can tell when Tom is bored.
$10,000, we'll move on. There's nothing else to talk about.
Who has $10,000 laying around?
Well, this guy's going to come up with it.
Well, he better find out where he can get it. I can tell you that.
Jeez.
You're right, Tom. Sorry. What else you got?
Dear Allie, I have been dating a guy for 6 months who I met at a business convention in Vegas. We live in two different states, so it's been a long distance thing. He always comes to visit me or we meet for a weekend in a different city, but he won't invite me to his house or even his state for that matter.
Married.
My friends all say he's married. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Oh, P.S. He says it's boring where he lives and that he has an apartment that I'd hate.
Married. Because there's a wife there.
Yeah.
And
his three kids.
And a family.
And
that's a dog.
Why
she hated it. Yeah, she's going to hate the apartment because there's some lady in there.
Always on your couch.
Oh, honey. Really, calm down. It's the cleaning lady. Okay? Uh-huh. Come on.
And then she's taking care of those two kids.
He's totally hiding something.
I don't. Oh, you guys know me. I give the benefit of the doubt. But just ask him if he's married. Have you not considered that, ma'am?
He's in sales or business, right? I assume sales.
Oh, so he's really good. You're in sales.
Whatever to close the deal.
Well, then you really can. You certainly can believe them then if they're in sales.
Right. Like he's totally hiding. He's, that's weird.
Yeah.
Ask him. Dope.
That's one of those things that if he has been married and hasn't said it, I don't think he's going to bring it up after she asked. Oh, well, yeah, I didn't mention I was married.
It's up to you to decide whether or not he's lying.
Yeah, man.
Show up at his place.
That's right.
Show up at his place.
Maybe stop whoring around at these conferences.
Maybe stop whoring around.
Yeah, that's right. It's her fault.
You know what?
That he's a cheating bastard.
If it's her fault. If you know his name, why don't you just try to look up on newspapers.com and see if it shows up as an article like so-and-so got married.
Public
like,
record.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But then, does it publicize a divorce? If he says he's divorced, would that be public record?
Yeah, this sounds like it's way too much work.
I know. You haven't bothered to ask him if he's married. Start there.
Do you think he'd tell her the truth?
Yeah, do you think Kenny Tarmack would be like, no, I'm single.
Yeah, no, you're right. We should judge every person by how Kenny Tarmack might
radio character.
You know he's a make-believe.
You do know that.
It's a make-believe person. You know.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay, anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh, are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
heck? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gayborhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milette is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milette Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.